This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Efforts to update Missouri's criminal code have stalled in the state Senate, where Senator Tom Dempsey declared the bill is dead for this legislative session. The legislature will adjourn on Friday. The criminal code is a compilation of the state's criminal violations and punishments that are attached to those crimes. Patrick Stark is the president of the Missouri Bar Association, who helped write the bill. He says the criminal code is just too big of a whale for the legislature to swallow in the last few days of the session.
This is a very large bill. It's very complex in that it changes hundreds of statutes, and I can appreciate that the folks in the Senate wanted to deliberate about it a little longer than they were afforded the opportunity to do so.
Stark says he will work with each of the state's senators in the coming months to help them understand the new criminal code proposals. This is the second consecutive year the criminal code bill died at the end of the session. Missouri's criminal code has not been reorganized since 1979. Missouri lawmakers have given final approval to legislation that could allow quicker state intervention in failing school districts. Missouri districts that lose state accreditation currently have 2 years before state education officials can step in. The legislation would remove that waiting period. The measure would also allow the State Board of Education to prescribe conditions under which a local board could continue overseeing a failing district. The State Board could also set up an alternative governing structure. Senators gave the measure final legislative approval 32 to 1 today. It passed the State House 107-49 yesterday. At a City Hall meeting last night, the St. Louis company looking to set up a new housing complex in downtown Columbia addressed several issues it's facing regarding the construction plans. Collegiate Housing Partners plans for the 106-unit housing complex to include only 120 parking spaces. The city currently requires 301 parking spaces for the planned size of the complex. The company's director of development, Brant Still, says their solution to the parking issue is to stress less need for cars.
We are planning on working with the university to incorporate the bike share program into the project, as well as having two bike storage locations located in our garage. We really just want to promote a pedestrian-friendly development, and based on our location, we feel it's an ideal site to do that.
The St. Louis company is also requesting permission to allow the building to be built 180 feet tall and to reduce the required setback of the structure from 25 feet to 4 feet from the street. Columbia's Development Services Manager Patrick Zenner says there will also have to be a public sewer extension since there is no public sewer currently in the area. The director of Missouri's Medicaid program, Dr. Ian McCaslin, has left. McCaslin has been in the position across two administrations, beginning with with Governor Matt Blunt. He and the department aren't saying whether he was resigned or fired. McCaslin's departure comes during a time when much is changing in health care and in the way Medicaid is administered. Nearly 1 million Missourians currently have Medicaid, and it comprises about a third of the state's budget. McCaslin's departure worries Washington University health economist Tim McBride.
It'd be a big loss for the state of Missouri, I think, to have him not in that position, because he's been a great leader for the Medicaid program over the last 6 years.
The Department of Social Services, under which Medicaid operates, plans to engage in a national search to replace McCaslin. Jennifer Tidball, the department's director of financial and administrative services, will serve as the interim director. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.